Yet at my mischief, Sir Tristram rescued me from my death. There is a note on page 32, Love Day, day appointed for the amicable settlement of a dispute. Not for then, although. Return to text. Page 33. And yet, or he and I departed by both our assents, we assigned a day that we should have met at the stony grave that Merlin set beside Camelot, and there to have done battle together. Howbeit I was letted, said Sir Palamedes, that I might not hold my day, the which grieveth me sore, but I have a large excuse, for I was prisoner with a lord, and many other more, and that shall Sir Tristram right well understand, that I break it not of fear of cowardice. And then Sir Palamedes told Sir Dinadan the same day that they should have met. So God me help, said Sir Dinadan, that same day met Sir Lancelot and Sir Tristram at the same grave of stone, and there was the most mightiest battle that ever was seen in this land betwixt two knights, for they fought more than 2 hours. And there they both bled so much blood that all men marveled that ever they might endure it. And so at the last, by both their assents, they were made friends and sworn brethren for ever, and no man can judge the better knight. And now is Sir Tristram made a knight of the Round Table, and he sitteth in the siege of the noble knight, Sir Marhaus. By my head, said Sir Palamedes, Sir Tristram is far bigger than Sir Lancelot, and the hardier knight. Have ye essayed them both? Said Sir Dinadan. I have seen Sir Tristram fight, said Sir Palamedes, but never Sir Lancelot, to my writing. But at the fountain where Sir Lancelot lay asleep, there with one spear he smote down Sir Tristram and me, said Palamedes, but at that time they knew not either other. Fair knight, said Sir Dinadan, as for Sir Lancelot and Sir Tristram, let them be, for the worst of them will not be lightly matched of no knights that I know living. No, said Sir Palamedes, God defend, but, and I had a quarrel to the better of them both, I would with as good a will fight with him as with you. Sir, I require you tell me your name, and in good faith I shall hold you company till that we come to Camelot, and there shall ye have great worship now at this great tournament. For there shall be the Queen Guinevere, and La Belle Isoud of Cornwall.